There's been considerable news in the agricultural world recently about mergers of some of our largest biotechnology firms. Most of what I've read is how big the companies would be after the considered mergers. Well, now comes a report from a major Southwestern ag university that tells another story. Their contention is these mergers will lead to significantly higher prices farmers have to pay for seed. The report didn't mention other crop inputs, you know, fertilizer, pesticides, insecticides. But what if the seed companies should merge with ag chemical groups? Some see this as a normal move. The bottom line is these consolidations will lead to higher prices consumers will pay for food. But there's another point to consider. As these big companies grow into giants, there'll be no place for the little guy. What then? And that's AgriView for today. Everett Griner, Southeast AgNet.